year for construction and maintenance projects. Trustees also agreed on a new program to try to hold down natural gas costs. The university will use what are known as forward contracts to buy gas for use in 2010 and 2011 ahead of time at presumably lower prices. One big item in the U of I's budget for next year is the renovation of Lincoln Hall. The Board of Trustees asked for about $56 million to get the nearly 100-year-old building fixed. The board has frequently asked for that money from the state, but they haven't gotten it since lawmakers haven't approved a crucial capital bill. At today's trustees meeting, President Joseph White said the university is pumping about $6 million into the building to deal with a water intrusion.
So what we're trying to do is stabilize Lincoln Hall in anticipation of the major renovation that is much needed. And I want to say one other thing to you. I believe the state of Illinois will have a capital bill. I'm hopeful but not confident that it could come this year. If it comes, Lincoln Hall money will be in the top tier.
But White warns that while they're waiting for state money, Lincoln Hall could deteriorate to the point of no return. He says the university is working on a backup plan to restore Lincoln Hall if the state money doesn't come through. An early morning concert at the University of Illinois' Krannert Center gave Champaign-Urbana area residents a chance to remember and reflect on the 9/11 attacks that occurred 7 years ago today. AM 580's Jim Meadows reports.
I'm just a wayfaring stranger.
Baritone Nathan Gunn was among the U of I music faculty who performed in a short concert that ran from approximately 7:46 to 8:04 a.m., the time between the crashes of the two hijacked jets into the towers of the World Trade Center on September 11, 2001. Sitting in the audience was Chris Fitzpatrick, who was with the U of I campus police when she went to Ground Zero in the spring of 2002 as a volunteer worker. Fitzpatrick says she realizes young people born since 9/11 will not have the direct experience of the attack that Americans share today.
As generations go by, their feelings about it will be ones that they create on their own. It won't be through living through it. So hopefully... it won't diminish the tragic loss and what it meant to this country.
Fitzpatrick, now the director of the U of I Police Training Institute, says 9/11 was a wake-up call that showed Americans they cannot assume they are immune from terrorist attacks. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.
Also this morning, Champaign firefighters marked the anniversary of 9/11 with a ceremony at the Police and Fire Memorial at Westside Park. A fire alarm bell was sounded in memory of the 343 firefighters who lost their lives at New York's World Trade Center. Democratic Indiana Senator Evan Bayh says he's joining a bipartisan group of senators that are working on a proposal that would allow a limited increase in offshore oil drilling. The issues led to a stalemate in Congress between Republicans in favor of lifting the ban and Democrats who want to keep it in place. I'm Tom Rogers, AM 580 News.
WILL programming is made possible by Tires Plus Total Car Care, located at Prospect and Market View in Champaign. Tires Plus provides complete car repair and maintenance. More information is available at 366-3201.
It's 5:33, and you've noticed certainly that it's been raining in central Illinois. A lot of the rain, the bulk of it, in fact, has moved out to the east. Danville still has a cell around it, but it's all moving to the east into northern and central Indiana at the moment. There's a little cell along I-74, but not anything to be concerned about as far as a thunderstorm is concerned. But a little bit of clearing, a little bit of a relief from the big rains that we've had earlier is taking shape to our west. We still have a chance of rain in the forecast for tonight, but not the deluge that some of the places to our west had gotten. It prompted a flash flood warning at one point for the Logan, Sangamon, McLean, DeWitt, Tazewell County area, as 1 to 3 inches of rain fell through parts of that area this afternoon, especially northeast of Lincoln, where most of the rain had fallen. A cold front will be moving into the Midwest over the next couple of days, and then it will become fairly stationary. That means showers and thunderstorms will develop over the region as a result and will stay with us through a good part of the latter part of this week and into the weekend. The region's rain will stretch from Wisconsin to Missouri by tonight and then spread to the south by tomorrow morning. Heavy rainfall can be expected at times through the weekend, maybe totals in excess of 2 to 4 inches in a line from Missouri northeast into central Indiana. Tonight's lows will range from the upper 40s in northwest Wisconsin to around 70 in southern Missouri. Our forecast from AM580's Mike Sola calls for clouds and a few showers this evening, then more rain and isolated thunderstorms overnight in spots low 65 degrees with light south winds. For tomorrow, cloudy, periods of rain and thunderstorms continue, the high 78. Tomorrow night, cloudy and muggy, some showers and thunderstorms, 68 the low, up to 80 for Saturday, cloudy, warm and humid. During the day, a few showers and thunderstorms, and they'll increase in intensity or in likelihood late in the afternoon. More rain for Sunday with a high of 73 and possibly heavy rainfall. On Friends Plaza now, it's 73 degrees at 5:35.
From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Well, now that Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac are under government control, Democrats in Congress are urging them to suspend foreclosures for at least 90 days. Members of the Senate Banking Committee asked the companies to do more to help keep people in their homes. Fannie and Freddie back nearly half the outstanding mortgages in the U.S.
This drama has been going on for months. The events that brought about last weekend's government takeover began in earnest in March.